On Mondays, we check in with Ken Lovett of the New York Daily News. Ken, Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year.
Well, I see in your article that Governor Andrew Cuomo vetoed a bill late Saturday in 2016 that would have required the state to fund legal services for the poor. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Yeah, it was the last veto of the year. The governor claims that he was negotiating with the legislature for amendments to the bill up until the deadline that he had. No deal was reached, and he vetoed it. The bill would have required the state to take over funding for indigent legal services over 7 years from the localities. It would have saved the counties a ton of money, but Cuomo said it would have been too expensive for the state.
And now this all comes, according to another one of your stories, that state lawmakers are looking to take back power from Governor Andrew Cuomo.
Yeah, they're not happy with the governor right now. There's been a lot of grumbling over the last year or two anyway, but the final straw was they blame him for going back on a deal to raise lawmaker pay for the first time since 1999. They tried to negotiate a special session. It didn't go anywhere, and now they have to wait at least 2 years. So some are saying that going into the new year, there's a lot of tension with the governor, and they may look to show they're a separate, co-equal branch of government. That could take the form of overriding vetoes. It could take the form of not giving him as much discretionary spending within the state budget, which they've done, and other issues as well. So it's going to be interesting. It looks like there's going to be a war between the legislature and the governor in 2017.
And within the legislature, a group of breakaway state Senate Democrats have decided to continue in a bipartisan coalition with the chamber's Republican majority. What is that all about?
Yeah, really not a surprise, but since 2011, the Independent Democratic Conference, which has been 4, then 5, and now it's going to be 7 members, they have been aligned with the Republicans. They have again decided to keep that alignment, that coalition with the Republicans for the next 2 years. Jeff Klein, the Independent Democratic leader, told me that, look, the reality is, even without their votes, the Republicans would have the majority, and this at least gives the Democrats a chance of being in the room and getting some progressive initiatives passed.
And meanwhile, protesters say that the governor's decision to deliver regional speeches instead of the traditional State of the State address in Albany later this month actually benefits the protesters. How so, Ken?
Yeah, put that in the looking for the silver lining in the gray cloud, because a lot of people are upset that the governor is taking his State of the State on the road, not doing it before the legislature in Albany. But protesters are saying, hey, he's giving 6 speeches around the state, and this will give us 6 bites at the apple, the chances to protest our issues all around the state to try and show and drum up support for their issues.
Well, as always, we thank you on this Monday morning, Ken Lovett of the New York Daily News. And again, happy 2017 to you, Ken.
Happy New Year. Be well.